Topic for today is Sukkah Yashana. The Mishnah in Sukkah of Tes and Aleph, according to the focus of Yashana with Hillel, the status of the Sukkah Yashana is, says the Mishnah, Sukkah Yashana of Yashama Poslin with Hillel Makshir. The Sukkah Yashana of Yashama Pasol, and with Hillel say that it's kosher. So I want to analyze both Shidus of Yashama and Shidus of Hillel separately. In terms of Beis Shammai, the Gemara there on the spot says, "My time is Beis Shammai. What's the spot of Beis Shammai?" Amar Krach Hagasukah Shivas Yom Hashem Sukah Asuya L'Shem Chag Ba'inan. So you need a Sukah Asuya L'Shem Chag. So how do you understand Shita Beis Shammai? What do you tell you?
What do you mean? Rosh Hashanah.
Namely.
They have to do it,
the shame, the mitzvah, sukkah. The shame, mitzvah, sukkah. Just like when you make masas, you do it, the shame, mitzvah, masa, and you make tzitzis, you do it, the shame, mitzvah. So instead of sukkah, you make a sukkah, you have to do the shame, mitzvah, sukkah. So it's a din of lishma, the cholatara. Now, when I say cholatara, it's a little misleading, because not all mitzvahs need to have lishma. It's unclear, I'm not sure if it's like a philosophical question or it's a language question. Either way, it's a question. Why is it that when you make a lulav, you're okay to lulav, you don't need to do lishma, and when you make the sukkah, you have to do lishma? Like, what's the difference? And also, just as a side note, when we go lishma, l'shem mitzvah, it's not always, sometimes we speak about lishma, and it's not l'shem mitzvah. For example, you write a get lishma. You write a get for the sake of the husband and the wife. That's not l'shem mitzvah, that's l'shem the people. It's like a more personalized idea. Here, the Shema is the same mitzvah, which is a separate idea, and like parallel. But again, the same question we asked there, you know, Kesef Kedushin doesn't need the Shema. But Shah Kedushin needs the Shema. Why? What's the difference?
You mean what? You're asking why there's a drasha that way? Meaning the drasha?
Yeah, so again, in the lungs, there's something significant to it. Meaning you say, well, you know, Kesef Kedushin isn't learned from Get, and Shah Kedushin is learned from Get. But I'm asking, like, again, I'm not sure if it's a philosophical question, or it also might be one in terms of the understanding the system internally. You know, what's the significance of lishma? Why yes, why no? You know, initially, like, you know, people think of lishma or kachin. It's not just kachin, meaning a get, you know, it's not a mitzvah, not the amount there, you know, and a get is not kachin. It's lishma, meaning there's something there. So just to understand the halach better, it would probably be worthwhile to think for a few minutes what the significance of lishma is and when you need it, when you don't. I'm not going to do that now, I'm just raising it as a question. The first understanding, sukkah yashana. Why is it possible? Because it wasn't done lishma, and I wrote here on the board the concept of lishma of kol tarkula, which doesn't really mean kol tarkula, but means that we're familiar with from tzitzis and from matzahs, etc. Yeah.
But isn't it just like based on wherever like you have a shy pasuk? Like this seems to be like shami. Oh, here you have a pasuk.
You're saying it's because there's a pasuk. That's kind of what Yonatan was saying, but I'm just saying why is it that the Torah required lishma by some areas and others not, meaning there's significance to that. You know, halakhic significance or, you know, hashkafic significance. There probably is. I just don't know what the answer is. I'm not going to do that right now. But I do want to analyze the shita of Beis Shammai. Is it really true that it's din lishma? What's the other pshat? So look at the Rav here. So number three, the Shemesh Urim, is the Nirash Shona dinam shel Beis Shammai. The sukkah miyadin shall be shema b'chol haTorah kula. The imam din shall l'shem chovas mitzvah sukkah. It's not that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Ela l'shema l'shem achag. The kavana shall l'shema l'beisham haichal l'chavei is the shem shall sukkah t'achag. Yisod dinam hu shekedei l'kboa is the shem shall sukkah t'achag ala chepte shall sukkah tzorech shi'chavein sha'osa l'tzareif is the siyos l'achag. Again, we're talking about something that's happening to the chepte. But the chesed is not being created the same mitzvah, but the chesed is somehow being created the same hachag. Ram in a tzarech lechavin the same chovas mitzvah sukkah. The figach mishameshes the mishnah would be through the same hachag, will be through the same mitzvah. The Rav points out that if you look at the mishnah, it doesn't say right again. It is sukkah yeshana. It doesn't say kol shatua kodem lechag shloshim yom. It doesn't say kol she lonatis the same mitzvah. Because it's not a din in the Shem Mitzvah, it's din in the connection to the Chag.
That's a pretty sad, like, meaning, what is a chag, meaning a chag, a sukkos, a chag, that you have a mitzvah.
I agree, it's not so much, but the Rav makes another idea. He says, why is it called yishana? Why it should be a sukkah, she'ina asu lishma? Sukkah yishana. The point is, it's the question of the connection to the chag. It's not she'ina asu lishma, but it's yishana. That's another thing. But I agree, you know, so
that's
okay.
Good, yeah. I mean, sukkah is how they would call like huts.
It could have said
like there are different huts, like a strip.
Sukkah in a surya lishma v'shamei posim. It says sukkah yishana.
Okay.
Okay, I agree that Dr. Zagukin, Dr. Rav said, it's a special din, din yuchad, in that the sukkah has to be connected, the chest of the sukkah has to be connected to the chag, and it's not connected to the chag if it was made too early. So what's the saying, it's a din, if whether or not the sukkah was made the shame mitzvah. I just point out that both pratim are discussing the chest of the sukkah. Is the chest of the sukkah created the shame mitzvah, or is the chest that created the shame achav? You theoretically could have claimed that the whole din of lishma isn't in the chest at all. Meaning, even my tzitzis is like this. You know, is it the tzitzis that are made the shame mitzvah are different to chesta, or something? Maybe the din of the gavra. The gavra has to build the sukkah the shame mitzvah. Not that it affects the chesta of the sukkah. Obviously, the gavra didn't build the shame sukkah, so then you can't use it. But not that it's like a din in the chesta per se. You could have said shazam. We're not assuming that, and maybe there's a good reason for that. But just raising that as a heart. Yeah.
Maybe it's kind of like a time, like, I think this is sort of different, that if you, let's say, make the sukkah, you make this hut for sukkah,
right.
The Rav say that counts, like, even if you just, you say, well, we're going to have family and friends this yontif,
okay,
and let's make a nice hut.
Right.
Maybe for the Rav, that
would
be
enough. You know, so much famous. We're going to talk about some of in a minute. So the Rav brings a few nafkaminas. The first, he points to the makor. The makor that I quoted earlier was a drasha, right? Amar kafak sukkah shivis on Hashem sukkah asuy l'shem chagrin. But the truth is, if you look later in the Gemara in sukkah naftes, Gemara wonders why Beishami doesn't hold with this. Just like by tzitzis, maybe by sukkah you should have to do with the shema. And there, when the Gemara, source number four, the Gemara raises the following drasha: Nevay sukkah asuy l'shema. Shani hasu number kra gedilim tasu l'cha. By tzitzis says gedilim tasu l'cha. L'cha is l'shem chobcha. Hakanami has a sukkah tasu l'cha l'cha l'shem chobcha. Maybe you should have the drasha. Has a sukkah tasu l'cha. We should darshin l'shem chobcha. And the Gemara says, no, that pasuk is being used for the lamud gezula, so it's not, you know, available to make this drasha. But the Rav points out that this idea of l'cha l'shem chobcha sounds like what? Like it's special in a sukkah, or it's a classical concept. L'cha l'shem chobcha.
General.
So the Rav suggests the question of makor. The makor that Beishamai has sounds like it's a miyuch. Right? Right. What was the drasha? L'shem achav. L'shem achav. But the drasha that Gemara suggests for Beishamai, which it rejects, again, the Rav doesn't spell it out, but it's a little bit unfair to bring a drasha that Gemara rejects for Beishamai and say, may I stand Beishamai? So it's a little bit. He brings that like there. If you look at the lashon here, near the hoshi sheish litlos, maybe it's going to be tola. He doesn't say it's vados, but that's just source number five. The Rav suggests maybe that it's not dinah the shame chovcha, right? Shame chovcha is more a quality of sin of lishma that we find in other areas of halach. And likewise, the Rav brings another nafkamina, whether or not a woman or a katan can build the sukkah. Source number three. It's actually, it should be source number six. It says three on the page. You look down in the page. Yitachen shetiyya nasamina bin shtei perushim ha'elu b'sukkah asuya alidei nashim oktanim. Yitachen l'rashi tiyya sukkah zu psula aliva de v'shamay. V'she'ino b'chiyuva d'sukkah ino yachol asus l'shmo shol ha'shem chobas nitzv. B'ram perush ha'sheni af nashim oktanim yicholim nitzv asul l'shmo shal l'shem ha'chad v'tzayif ha'siyya sukkah So the question is, can a woman or a katan build the sukkah? So if it's a classical din of lishma, so what would the din be?
Nope.
No, psula. Whereas did, it's a special din miyuchah just to connect the subject to the chag, so even a woman can do it, even a cousin. And here too, it's not so obvious. Namely, a cousin might not have das. The cousin doesn't have das, who said he can do the second type, this new type of lishma, of connecting the sukkah to the chag? Maybe he's mukta from that, possibly. I'm not sure why the Rav is convinced that a cousin is like a woman in this regard. And would the Rav say the same is true about a cherish and a shota? You know, presumably not. So cherish and shota is out, so why are kind of in? Maybe, you know, got a little gava. I don't know. I mean, it's just raising that as a ha'ara. He doesn't talk about it.
But Nashim is good, right?
Well, even for Nashim, it's not so obvious. I mean, there's a question if Nashim, there's a Tosfos in Gittin, that's in Hay. The Tosfos writes that women shouldn't make a lulav. They shouldn't tie a lulav. They shouldn't tie tzitzit because there's a concept called Yeshina B'Kshira, Yeshina B'Kshira, Yeshina B'Kshira, right? So that Pasha, that's a din in Stam. If you can't write the Parshia, you don't wear tzitzit, you shouldn't write Parshia tzitzit. But the Rebbein Tam in Tosfos in Gittin, on Heo Beis, is the Chayesh that a woman who's not chayesh to take a lulav shouldn't tie a lulav, and a woman who's not chayesh to wear tzitzit shouldn't tie tzitzit. So based on that, some Achorim say a woman shouldn't make a sukkah. Because, you know, we're not passing the Rebbein Tam. We're chatchila, we're kosher Rebbein Tam. So maybe that's a side reason why, that's like a general, you know, even if you don't have like Beit Shammai, if you don't have like Beit Hill, maybe a woman shouldn't make a sukkah. Again, we don't, some are kosher Rebbein Tam, chatchila. But in Yaneinu, we're talking about the Lishma aspect. Lishma, a woman is Wufka, a cousin is Wufka. If it's a general, more particular halacha of sukkah, of connecting the sukkah to the chag, maybe a kshay, that's what the Rav suggests. Did I answer your question? Or?
Not sure. I mean, it seems like Nashim is a good nafkamina between the two. Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, you said that Kadam is not a good nafkamina because they don't have dots like anything.
Right, Nashim might be a good nafkamina. Potentially, yeah. Potentially, yeah. I should just mention, again, getting back to the call to Akula, when tzitzit, women, Rebbein Tam says a chumra, women shouldn't tie tzitzit. Rebbein Tam agrees that women are allowed to make the chutim of tzitzit. Even that's not such an achumina, because who said that women can't make the sukkah, even if it's a dinu lishma, a call to Akula. Women are allowed to make chutim of tzitzit, even though they're not.
Because that part
doesn't work. Women make matzahs, they're all, the whole, well, they're chayav matzahs, that's not right, but women are chayav matzahs, they make tzitziyot, they make chukim, the shema.
Yeah, but that shia is the time.
That shia is the time, you're saying.
It's
so pasha that making the sukkah is more similar to the tying of tzitzis as opposed to making the tzitzis?
Okay, but how are you making the material of the sukkah, which the woman could do?
No, but wait, but no, maybe you could be mechalitz of putting the schach on the sukkah versus the wall. Let's see the chalik that Grach was making.
Right, well, what the chesed of the sukkah is. Okay, we're talking about these things a little bit later. Okay. Another nafkamina, the Rav suggests, if you build a sukkah for the sake of a katan lives on his own, and somebody builds a sukkah for the katan. So he wonders, if you build a sukkah for the katan's not chayef, so maybe there's no lishma. It's not lishma because it's not chayef. Whereas if it's connecting the sukkah to the chag, the sukkah happens, so this sukkah is a shema chag. So, the shame katan. You build the sukkah for the sake of a katan. Maybe for the shema it's possible. And maybe if it's a more particular halacha of connecting the sukkah to the chag, kasha, if you look here, source number, again on this sheet, it says source number 4, Othimel, Onafamina bein shnei perushim alibet beishamik sh'as the sukkah bishvil katan. The seal of shame chovo leka, upsula, aval a seal of shame chag, mia ika v'kshev. I just wanted to add one more nafkamina, potentially. There is a question whether or not, according to Beis Shammai, when you build a sukkah, you have to say, this test, you're doing l'shem chag, or you just have to think it. So the Sfasem is back in Rashi, look at number 5 here. Sfasem is right, Pirish Rashi, the law, Pirish Shiyehe, l'shem chag. Rashi says, he didn't explicate this l'shem chag. You have to be mefarish the peh. problem is, of course, that the next Rashi sounds not like that. The next Rashi speaks about within 30 days. Rashi says, oh, within 30 days it's fine, because Soma, it's Lishma. So, Soma Lishma sounds like you didn't, weren't Mepharish, right? Kodem Lamed Yom, Soma Tel Shem. Pardon? Vakodem Shoshim Soma Lav L'cha. Right? So, and Toch Lamed Soma is L'cha. So you talk to the Yom Sefarish. So this is the Sira from Rashi to Rashi, whether you need the Farish or not. And the Chonim pick up on this. But the point I'm trying to make is that if it's a din mishma kol tor kula, we know there's such a topic when you, you know, write film, you have to say you're writing mishma, or it's enough to think that you're writing mishma. That's the Sassanus brings it down to Rabbeinu Baruch, the Rosh quote in Hilchos Sefer Torah, that Rabbeinu Baruch had a topic whether it's in Farish or Peh, is it thought of, or is it enough to think. So if this is a part of the quality of din mishma, so the same halacha, right? It would be the question, this alchemina, right? Lefarish, the piv, get or enough to think, or the machshava, vision. So we say, hayo machlokas, the same machlokas that exists there would exist here. Whereas if it's a special thing connecting the sukkah to the chag, so my tia is, from Mochel Kalentia, is to say that, you know, low. So it's not to think about it, that would be sufficient. It's a chiddush, so you have to say it. But you could probably argue. Yeah.
I would have thought the most simple way to read Rashi is that, Dhamma with 30 days is fine, but before 30 days, then you need to specify. Dhamma within 30 days is fine.
So you can push off the day, you're saying.
Yeah, but with before 30 days, whereas
the stama
is not that way, then you have to go out of your way to...
So look at the beginning of the Rashi. The ilu toch shloshim yom, havi kevin ishoim, hilchos hachag, chad ha-chag, shloshim yom, stama usu l'shem chag. Since people are learning hilchos sukkis, so we stama, you did it. You didn't say anything. So it really is a theorem. Not for Rashi.
Why?
Because since you're learning about hilchos sukkah, the chad is in the Shabruah, so mainly when you build the sukkah, we saw you built it with Shemchag. Nothing said anything.
I know. And that's what I can say.
But the previous Rashi, the Sfasemis is diagonal like that. I said, oh, Kodam Lachar, Shoshim Yom.
Yeah, I'm saying there are two different periods. I'm saying
within
the 30 days.
Why would I not need to say it?
Because
I'm going
to move the law.
To
look Pirei, Shemchag.
I know, because that's before 30 days.
Idea that you have to build a sukkah of Shema Chag. The question I raised was on the general principle of Lishma that exists in any mitzvahs of the Torah, or it's a unique halacha special by sukkah. And I brought four nafkaminas as this question. I should just mention as a side note that the pashas is this is in the right. The pasuk. It's very interesting to Yeshua that he argues that maybe it's only in Drabanan, and he also claims that even if it's the right, then maybe it's just Misfar, not from Drasha Gemura. I tried to connect it, but I don't think it is connected. I just mentioned it because it's an interesting sheet. What I want to do now is analyze Shita's base Hillel. This Hillel holds that there's no need for Sukkah Yishana's kosher, right? Mishnah states, Sukkah Yishana, this Hillel Machshirim. So the passage is that it's kosher, legamrei, there's no need to do anything. And indeed, that's probably how the Rif and the Rambam understood base Hillel. But Tosus writes over here on the spot, having here source number 6, Yerushalmi Tani Tzarech Mechadish HaDavar. There's a Yerushalmi quotes that according to Beis Hillel, you have to be Mechadish HaDavar. And the passage is that this is within Shita's Beis Hillel. Again, there is a parish, I think it's called the Rishon Tzion. I think it was written by the Archaim, if I'm not mistaken. And he suggests that the Yerushalmi is like a third day. There's Yerushalmi, Beis Hillel. And there's like the Shita of the, you know, Tana of the Yerushalmi, quoted in the Yerushalmi, that's not Beis Hillel. But the passage is that it's within Beis Hillel. Even Beis Hillel holds Tzarech Mechadish HaDavar. And there's a debate, how to understand this idea of Lechadish HaDavar. So again, the Parshas the Bavli is not mentioned, and the Rif and the Ram don't bring it down, so the Chora they hold there's no such din, la halacha. Whereas the Rishonim does bring it down, and many other Rishonim do bring it down, and the halacha we pass in that way. So I want to analyze what the need of the Chadish Vadavar is. Make the board here.
Ein Stucka Bela Chadish.
Pardon?
Ein Stucka Bela Chadish.
Oh. Chadish Vadavar. How do you intend to love? What's the point of the Chadish Vadavar? What are you telling
me? I'm not allowed to say.
Go for it. Take a stab at
it. No, I'm not allowed to say.
Anybody else? Chadish Vadavar. I have five chances. Chadish Vadavar. What's the point?
Maybe it has to be Nicker.
Has to be Nicker?
There's some. It's the Shemchar.
Has to be Nicker is the Shemchar. Okay, very nice. That, I think, is brought down in the Mishabura, page of the Nahar Shalom. Look at verse number 8. Vashi is Chadish, Hainu Lechatil, the Mitzvah of Amak, Kishalo Yavo, Lahatir. Sorry, that's source number 9. Let's start source number 9. The Bach, the Vivre, Rabbi, Nira, the Farish, and Pirushami, they sell by Kiddush, and people are talking about the Shem Chag. Came in Chilik, when I saw the Shem Chag, the Sostam, the Torah. In Cain, Kihechid of Eden Kiddush, the Drabanan, the Sostam, Hakanami, the Sostam, Hainu Taima, the Zolchanan, and the Bach. Came in that Siyasa, Kfar Havi, Kodim Shloshin, the Chag, but in the Nevad, Bachidish, the Shem Chag, some of the Chag, Yehiki, the Havi Heker, the Yoshi Fa, the Shem, Mr. Zachar.
So the Bach says, it's a Heker. Who's a Heker for?
Who's a Heker for?
Yourself.
A Heker for yourself, possibly. That, I might put very well the famous sheet of the Bach that holds that Kavana is especially important. When it comes to Sukkah, it's not just Kavanah Lotte, it's Kavanah for the Hanai Kavod, etc. Maybe it's Hekah to other people, potentially. This isn't Hekah. What other Svar might there be for the idea of the Chadish Vadavar? So we look here. Okay, you're saying, so that's what Akab, we're going to see the Nachmiah soon. But look at Orzarua speaks about need for the Shema. Verse number 7, he quotes Rabbeinu Simcha. So the Kol Yamach Atchila Bar Yivud Yishma Tavet Tfilin. He was directed to Rabbanan. The Kol Mitzvah the Bar Yitzchila Ach Masiyasa Lishma. Do you mean the Sukkah Yishan at Reitzela Mashirin Begatinin Be Yerushalmi to Tzorech Chadish Vadavar. So the or the Ruah quotes Rabbeinu Simcha as saying that you need the Chadish Vadavar because of the din of Lishma. The din of Lishma.
Or the Ruah maybe the Rabbanan is the Lishma. True, Beitela holds that the Sukkah Yishan is kosher. You don't have to build the whole thing, L'shem Sukkah. But Beitela holds the what? At least the Rabbanan, part of the Sukkah has to be done. Chadish Vadavar is in Lishma.
Wow.
Why do you say that to the Rabbanan?
I mean, he says, maybe it's even again, it's Kiddush, but okay. The din of Lishma. If you look at the Mishabura, he quotes Svar Yachron, the Nahar Shalom, where he writes upon verse number 8, Vashi Chadish, Hainu Katkhil, Mitzvah Alma, Kadesh Loya Vola Hafir, Afil Asa, Bitkhil, Lashem Dira, it's all possible in the right. According to the Mishabura, quoting Nahar Shalom, it's a Gzeira. Shalom Yavola Hafir, Afil Asa, Bitkhil, Lashem Dira, as possible, guys. It's a Gezeira. Let's score it. Mr. Brewer here, the thing. Gezeira, Atu, Dira. You might probably mock share your Dira. Again, in those days, Diras weren't made like they are today, you know. It's just a woodish house that you live in all year round. So there's a psul. And what's a psul? Remember, Tosfos in Daf Beis. In Sukkah, Tosfos writes that, pardon? That there's a psul of a house. Yeah, it's not clear where the structure is from.
Rashi Yudalit,
yeah, it connects to what was discussed in other Chaburas as well. I'm quoting from Tosfos Daf Beis, but as you pointed out correctly, Rashi Yudalit makes the same drasha.
Yudalit,
right? So Tosfos writes, "Obeso v'adik pasul midaraisa." The Sukkah Amar Rachmanu v'lo beso. Shall call you Moshe Shana. So maybe the reason you have to chash your daughters, it shouldn't look like it's your house. It shouldn't look. It's the gzeira atu your house.
How does that work?
If you don't do a chash daver, you might come also to just, you know, use your hut that you live in all year round. So if you chash daver, it's like a way of, you know, reminding yourself that you can't use your hut.
I don't think it's the same as the bath.
The bath is a heker. Heker might be a heker to yourself. I think it's a little bit different.
The point is, so that what you won't do, so that when you go into the house over there, it's something more
positive.
Like, so right. You will have.
You should have positive kavanah, you know, especially if it's been in your kavanah. And then lastly, can we do the other here? The Vinyan Shlomo. So number 10, Lu Safina Haisi Omer. Now, the truth is, Mitzvah Asiyah Sukkah is very important. The famous Nesiv, Hamak Shela, in Shilta Kuf Samach Tes, writes that Sukkah is a Hashem Mitzvah. Building a Sukkah is a Hashem Mitzvah. It's a Hashem Mitzvah Tzuvah B'Torah. It says, Chag HaSukkah Tzah Salacha. And he means that he needs to make the Sukkah. Don't make the other, make the Sukkah. And therefore, it says the Nesiv, the concept of Mitzvah Bodhiyot Mishlucho, doesn't apply, even though it doesn't apply to regular Hashem Mitzvah, it applies here. Meaning, it's a mitzvah that you build the sukkah yourself. Some Hashem Mitzvah, Kavar Shaliyah. But here, you should do it yourself. And the Yerushalmi says, say a bracha on building a sukkah. Why do you say a bracha? It's a Hashem. No, it's a Hashem Mitzvah, it's a Suva Torah. So I think that fits well with this Binyan Mishlomo. Yes.
Also, the Kofin, though, has to flush and make a sukkah.
Right, fits well with that. We don't force it to sit in the sukkah, we force it to make the sukkah. So you're pointing out making a sukkah is unique to the I thought that another, maybe to give a different shot, I thought maybe a shot is like this. A sukkah is a diras harai. Again, similar to I think it's different enough. So a sukkah is a diras harai. So what makes it a Diras Arai? Presumably that it's there in a temporary fashion. If the thing is there all the time, so Sukkah Yashana, so where it stands in the Arayut of the Diras Arai. In order for the Sukkah to be a really Diras Arai, it has to be just be made, and be made for a short amount of time. The minute the Sukkah is there for 30 days, it's not a Diras Arai. So in order for it to be considered a Diras Arai, you have to have the Chadash Adam. Maybe on Drabana level.
Okay.
Yes.
Rumi Daiga may actually tell the Mishnah as well. Someone they quote someone, I forgot, I didn't write them, but someone that says, in the Daiga in Mishnah, says, in Pasum, it's still a Shana Kshiro.
Yeah.
It definitely needs to be within a year, from year to year. Right.
Okay.
That's what's called.
And therefore, what? Has to be within that year?
Yeah.
You're supporting this, you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying this
is
a Raya.
Yeah, it's not exactly what we're saying, but it's
in that direction. Okay. Then there's a Raya. Again, probably only Jarbana. I'm assuming that the passions of all these things are on Jarbana. That's what I'm assuming. But I wanted to explore the Nafaminas to these five different Svaras why they still require the Chadash Adavar, at least according to Yerushalmi's understanding. First, whether or not this din of the Chadash Adavar is din only the Chatkila, the Mitzvah, or it's even with the Yed. So the Shibuli Alekhet, verse number 11, quotes from Yudai Gaon, who says that it's not Hakek. The of Yudai Gon, the Sukkah Yeshana Tzarek V'Chadish V'Davar, the Yimlo Chidesh Tzur, didn't even be the end. But the Shmuel Yaakov brings the Raya from the Gemara of Membav, and it's not the case. It's only the Chatchila. If you look at Surah number 13, I quote the Gemara of Membav, the Gemara talks about when you say Shachianu on a Sukkah. When you build a Sukkah, you say Shachianu. So that's the Gemara, let's say Tan Rabbanu, Surah number 13. Oh, the Sukkah, the Atzma, Omer Shachianu. Great. Nichol Zeshefa, you say, the bracha leishiv sukkah. Ha'isa asuyev omedes is to all sukkah asuyev omedes. Yimochal lechash v'davar mevarit. If you can lechash v'davar, great. It's shachianu. If not, it's shachianu when you sit in the sukkah on leil yontif. That's what we do today. We don't say the bracha when we fill the sukkah. We usually our minhag is to say the bracha when we sit in the sukkah. Shachianu. So what's the lesson of the Gemara? Yimochal lechash v'davar. Then you say shachianu. If not, you say later. Sounds like you don't need to lechash v'davar.
I mean, that's cheating because he's just like preventing the Yerushalmi from coming into the picture. But okay.
So you're saying the Yerushalmi argues with the Bavli.
I mean, it's a bright start. Tarech lechadish bodavar doesn't sound like if you want. You need to if you want.
But okay, the question is, you know, okay, you're saying maybe the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. Then why are we passing with the Bavli? The Yerushalmi is a foul.
That's a great question.
The question is, the Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli, even though there's no mention of it.
No, so, he might say the Bavli doesn't.
There's another way to get out of the raya. If you look at the Ritzvah here, so number 14, the Ritzvah says, this is a sukkah that's a suya vomenis. What does a suya vomenis mean? Maybe you made l'shem chag, you know, a few months ago. So then also you can get out of the raya, because it was made l'shem chag. So there's another way to get out of the raya. L'may says the machlokas have Yishonim already in the Ka'onim. The Ritzvah, source number 415, says, Chaim Ron Kabet Hilo, Ulechatchila mitzvahlechadish. It's only alechatchila. Whereas others seem to assume that even the Dievet, like was mentioned before, is attached to the Tosfos, it's even Akev. The Tur also sounds like that. Look at verse number 16. Suki Yeshana Shinasis Kodim Lav Yom Ksheira Ubilvad Shechash Vadavar. You have to be Mechash Vadavar. It sounds like it's the Ikuva. So this is a Machokes Rishonim. How can we toll on?
The boy, like you were saying, says which way?
He quotes the Rebbe, your Zaybong, the puzzle yet, and then he himself, he's a riot and learn above, and it's not it's only the two.
So the Sophie says
he's. Yes. So the first half, Amina, this is in Lechat Chila or Didi Erebe, so you have to hold that we shown in. So how are we told it? We have a lot of board stations. What are you telling us?
For who?
Oh, so if it's a din, like or the ruach din lishma,
possible yes.
Hashem to be possible yes.
Same thing for the vach.
If it's a din in the heker, so I don't know. You're convinced. I'm not so convinced. I think, I'm not sure. I think it goes both ways. It could be the heker is a heker and it is not okay. It could be heker like a chilish. It's a heker. I'm not sure.
But he says that like by you din this even if you made it l'shem chav. Like the Rav Yael is like a super.
Okay, I hear you. It could be the also for the bach. It's not okay. If it's like a mishabura, it's like a zera, atzira. What do you think? Do you think it's not okay with the
Eved? Maybe I don't know.
Pasha's not. Pasha's not.
But I don't know.
Pasha's not. If it's a din like dinner shloma, in order to mechayim mitzvah l'siyas sukkah, then it's pasha. That it's kosher. You just didn't do the mitzvah l'siyas sukkah. And if it's like me, that din zera tarai. Also, I would say of. As they formulated it, Pasha is only a din l'chatchila to emphasize the arayut of the. Second half of me. What about a sukkah from last year? Or that was made a few months ago? Again, getting back to the Tefila Shana idea. The sukkah Mishana She'avra or Mishnei Kama Chodashim was made the Shema either last year or was made the Shema, you know, 2 months ago. Zvini Nafim. How it's already desired. Okay. Easy, like being ready, you know. Once they teach about people to sukkah. So, well, is that okay? So again, according to the rule, it's in Lishma. What are you telling him? It's good, even if it's last year. According to Bidin Shlomo, it's in order to Machai in the mitzvah of Tia Sukkah. So here I would actually be mechalik on the issue with what you were saying. Maybe this year the Tisha B'Av works, but if it's from last year, it won't work, right? Because you did the mitzvah of the sukkah last year, you didn't do it this year. So here you can mechalik, and that's what he said.
And you have a mitzvah of sukkah every year.
The pasha.
But I mean, you feel like you still be yotzei, right?
Yeah, it's from the yotzei. The question is, we're not discussing the yotzei. We're asking whether you should be mechadesh v'davar if it's last year's sukkah or something a few months ago. The same mitzvah. According to the rule, there's no need to be mechadesh v'davar. according to the Vinny Shlomo, depends. Last year's sukkah, yes, Yisroel has governor, and this year's sukkah, 6 months ago, not a problem. It's fine. If you say it's a gzeir atzira, so the pashtus, the same gzeir exists. If you did it in a hecker, the pashtus, the same, you have to mechadish dover. And likewise, if you did it in a zerai, the chora, you should have to mechadish ba adzah. Now then ask me, what is the chadish dover done in? Do you have to mechadish dover b'schach? Or can mechadish dover in the fana? And even in the fana's work, can mechadish dover by bringing in some tables and chairs? You know, kelim. So, I forgot to mention, if you look back here, September 17, 18, and 19, in terms of the last question, Hagosa Shri writes, Leave the till imatol shem chag afilu mitchila shana ksheira v'yintar chag v'davar. Sounds like even if, you know, mitchila shana, it's fine. The Bach writes, you have to mechadish v'davar if it was made the Bach holds that if you made the same chag a long time ago, you should have to mechadish v'davar. And the Vinyan Shlomo makes this distinction I made a second ago that last year's sukkah you need to mechadish v'davar because you need to fulfill the mitzvah. But this year's sukkah you don't need the mechadish v'davar. Next question. The Fanos. Mechadish v'davar with the Fanos or the Kelim. What do you tell you? If it's a din like Vinyan Shlomo, making the sukkah, so would Kelim be enough?
No.
No. What about the Tefanos?
What do you mean by in the Kelim?
You bring in a table.
That would be a fish that
we're in. So look here in the sources. Source number 20, Prim Vanim writes, Lo Mahani Mashchidish B'dofen, it's not enough. If you look at the Rosh, source number 21, Kasab Al Iter, Shramina, Chidish B'gufa B'ina. The local Baal Halacha, Shakasab the Michnash Umeimach, the Satru. Satriki have a chiddush. Alek asuka the lo yachal chiddush by high chiddush. According to the Baal Halacha, to bring in kelim to the sukkah, that's sufficient.
But Prim
Gadim
wants to say that bringing
that being
mechadish means the
dolphin
is worse than bringing in
the
table.
No, presumably the Prim Gadim says a table is also not going to be good. Prim Gadim says it has to be dafkin the kach. Some might say, well, the schach and the panas. Some might say the schach, the panas, and the kelim. I think that's the hierarchy. It's obvious. You're correct that nobody's going to say the panas no, but the kelim yes. Maybe that's the question. So again, how is it telling the hakira? If this is in the midst of b'niyat sukkah like b'nei Shlomo, the lechor kelim is out. The panas, the pashas is included. It might be totally on whether or not the panas have the chefs of the sukkah. You know, the thing, the ruchani that was mentioned earlier. If it's a din in a gezeira atu your dira, then maybe. Maybe. There's room to say, as long as it doesn't look like your dira, it's something new, it's sufficient. Even maybe kelim. If it's din in mishma, then the pashas should apply what? Only to the schach, the pashas. Again, it might be told again whether or not you think the final of the ches of the sukkah. The pashas is only a din in the schach. Then Heker, then too, maybe, or then Arai might say that as long as it's something is new here, it's not old, it's new, that the Heker, even if it's just a table, certainly if it's a wall, it should be sufficient. And last Nachmanina, running out of time, just very briefly, the question of who does the Chiddush Davar? Who does the Chiddush Davar? Something done by an adult male, Jew, the chayiv sukkah, or can be done by an isha, a kata, an acheresh, a shota, a nochri. So here, Rabbi Sachar Tamar in Alei Tamar says, "V'dah, verse number 23. The Yerushalmi that in goy or acheresh of the kata. When you throw away the kavok, the isha is a machlokas. So basically, he says, no. According to if it's dinu lishma, according to Yerushalmi, again, dinu lishma." Yeah, he doesn't say it. Like Orzura, he just says, according to Shalmi, you need a Jew to do it, or a Jew Omer al-Gaba. So, Chok is telling the Chakira, if it's in Lishma like Orzura, it has to be a Yisrael, that's a Gaba. If you say it's in the midst of Diniyah Sukkah, likewise, who does build the Sukkah?
you have to build a sukkah, or at least have a shaliach, you know, who's a bar chiyuva build a sukkah, who's bar shlichus, let's say, not a guy.
Yeah.
The process is, if it's a mitzvah, b'niyat sukkah has to be done on your day,
what?
For instance, bar shlichus. This is not a guy builds the sukkah.
Oh, well, guy. I don't know. I say the beisha. Why not?
No, Isha has to. She's shy. Actually,
I'll say
Isha can't be a shliach. But that's okay. What about if Zera has a dira?
It'd be okay then.
No? Rashi, it's okay. A heker, it might also be okay. And Dira Zera, the fire would also be okay.
The Seder. So what we saw in the second half of Kippurah was essentially five different understandings of what the significance of Chiddush Davar is according to Beis Hillel. If you need it, again, Rift, Ram, don't break it down, so the Babli argues. If you need it, what's the significance of it? And we discussed a couple of now notes to that question.